For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The world remembers Arizona Senator John McCain and Queen of Soul Aretha Franklin. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Senator John McCain has become the 31st person to ever lie in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke at the ceremony.
Generations of Americans will continue to marvel at the man who lies before us, the cocky, handsome naval aviator who barely scraped through school and then fought for freedom in the skies.
Music legends and religious and political leaders joined Aretha Franklin's family and fans for a celebration of her life in Detroit Friday. The Queen of Soul died of cancer earlier this month at the age of 76. Guests at the Greater Grace Temple included former President Bill Clinton, former First Lady Hillary Clinton, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Faith Hill, and Smokey Robinson.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of...